In the book of Jeremiah, chapter 33, verses 15. And God will say, in those days and at that time, I will make a righteous branch sprout from David's line. He will do what is just and right in the land. This is the word of the Lord. Brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, in a Hmong community, when you meet someone new, you started to make conversation with them by starting asking them, what is your last name? What is your clan? Who is your father? Who is your grandfather? What part of Laos did you used to live in? After all these questions were asked, and then they even went further by asking, who was your clan leader? By knowing some of this, that way they'll be able to understand the Hmong cultural clan system. If you talk to them about this, pretty soon you will know that which side of the family that you might be related to them through their marriage or through other means. You are asking that person, which descendant are you from, or where is your ancestors from? In this way, you can call that person through the proper by either calling them brother, cousin, uncle, brother-in-law, grandfather, great-grandfather. In the same way, the female will also address the other people appropriately by knowing where they're from. Did you know that today is the church New Year, our first Sunday in Advent? Of course, then the word Advent means coming, just as Jesus came over 2,000 years ago. We are eagerly waiting for his second return to take us home, to be with him and have eternal life forever and ever. But as we ponder on Advent, we will be studying our scripture lesson in regard to God's promises in the Old Testament and was fulfilled in the New Testament in Jesus Christ. The prophet Jeremiah speak about a branch from David's family tree. Prior to the prophet Jeremiah prophesied, God's already made a covenant with Abraham, so shall your offspring be. And that is his descendant will be as many as a star in the sky and the sand on the seashore. God was said in Genesis 22, I will surely bless you and make your descendant as numerous as the star in the sky and as the sand on the seashore. The prophet Jeremiah wrote that a righteous branch from David's line. The branch of course is none other than Jesus. If we look at the Old Testament, numerous passages describe Jesus as a branch growing from David's tree. The prophet Isaiah wrote, a shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From his root, a branch will bear fruit. The prophet Zechariah spoke of Jesus, the branch, saying, listen, high priest Joshua, you and your associates seated before you, who are men symbolic of things to come, I am going to bring my servant, the branch. Tell him, this is what the Lord Almighty said. Here is the man whose name is the branch. He who will build the temple of the Lord, and he will be clothed in majesty and will sit and rule on his throne, and he will be a priest on his throne. Brother and sister in Christ Jesus, if you think about it, each of you have a branch. It started with your parent, your grandparent, your great-grandparent. If you trace your root deep enough of your ancestry, your ancestor, probably from Germany, Ireland, England, or some part of Europe. Hmong ancestries are from Mongolia and China. That is kind of sort of what Jeremiah and the other Old Testament prophets did. They described Jesus as a branch that would grow from David's family tree. In fact, many years later, Jesus was called the son of David. Both Matthew and Luke trace Jesus' ancestry back to Israel, the great Old Testament king. The disciple and others who believed in him understood that he was the one who would reign on David's throne and over his kingdom. However, at one time it looked like the kingdom of David had come to an end. In the year 586 BC, King Nebuchadnezzar and his Babylonian army laid siege to Jerusalem. They burned the city, destroyed the temple, plundered its precious metal, and took the people away as captives to Babylon. It was a devastating blow to the one proud Judean kingdom. Jeremiah summing up the feeling of the Israelite when he wrote in the book of Lamentation, he said, "The heart of the people cried out to the Lord, 'You shall, you walls of daughter Zion, let your ears flow like a river day and night. Give yourself no relief, your eyes no rest.'" David's tree, family tree, had been chopped down, cut off. How could there be a new king if there was nothing more than a stump left? But God promises a tree would grow back. Jeremiah said the Lord would raise up a righteous branch. Isaiah said a shoot will come from the stump of Jesse, from his root a branch will bear fruit. The chopped down tree of David was given a new life when Cyrus, king of Persia, let the Israelite return back to Jerusalem, was ruled by various kings and foreign rulers. Finally, 1,000 years after King David, the promise was fulfilled. In Bethlehem, the city of David, the new king was born. Jesus, the infant son of Mary and Joseph, was the promised heir to the throne. The word of Jeremiah was fulfilled. In those days and at that time, I will make a righteous branch sprout from David's line. He will do what is just and right in the land. The new king had come, but Jesus was no ordinary king. He was fully human, the son of Mary and son of David, but he was also the son of God. He was from David's family tree, but more importantly, he was from the human flesh. Jesus was the second Adam, the one who took on human flesh and blood. He entered the world as one of us to take our sins upon himself, to rescue us from the death and eternal punishment. The Apostle Paul described it best this way, how this branch came to wipe away the sin that Adam brought into the world. He writes, "Therefore, just as sin entered the world through one man and death through sin, and in the way death came to all people because all sin. But the gift is not like the trespass. How much more did God's grace and the gift that came by the grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, overflow to many? Consequently, just as one trespass resulted in condemnation for all people, so also one righteous act resulted in justification and life for all people." Life. That is what the branch brings. He brings forgiveness and salvation. Jeremiah said, in his last day, Judah will be saved and Israel will live in safety. Judah will be saved. Jeremiah wasn't talking about the Jews who lived back then. He was also describing about our salvation today. We are the new Israel, God's chosen people, a holy nation. Jesus did not come to restore Israel to be a great worldly kingdom. He came to establish a spiritual kingdom to rule in our hearts through faith. Many of the Jews expected Messiah to be a new King David, a mighty warrior who would destroy the Romans, defeat Israel's enemy, and restore Jerusalem to all its glory. But the branch would do greater thing than this. Jesus would destroy Satan's power, defeat sin and death, and restore us to glory of heaven. If you remember, many years earlier, Satan used a tree to deceive Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. How ironic that Jesus would be hanged on a tree to save God's people. He gave his life on a tree, the tree of the cross, to overcome Satan, who by the tree in the garden plunged the human race into sin. When you see your name on a family tree, you realize that you belong. You are part of a family. Your names on that tree link you to everyone else. Jesus, the righteous branch, came to earth to make us part of God's family tree. We are God's children, his adopted sons and daughters, graded into his family by faith in his sons. When the disciple John described how Jesus came into the world, he said, "Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believe in his name, he gave the right to become the children of God. Children born of not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or a husband will, but born of God." Paul added, "His spirit himself testified with our spirit that we are God's children." And to the Ephesians, he explained, "He predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ." So, the righteous branch from David's family tree has made us a part of God's family tree. Just as a name is written in a family tree, our names are written in God's book of life because we are part of his family. Right now, some of you may already have the Christmas tree outstanding in your living room. Others probably already put decoration out on their outdoors. Remember, Jeremiah said, "I will make a righteous branch sprout from David's line." But there is a more important tree, a tree that was promised in the Old Testament is now fulfilled in the New Testament in Jesus Christ. A tree that was once cut down, a tree that produced a branch that gave life, a tree that graded us into God's family so that we may have life in Jesus Christ forever and ever. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. Amen.